It's planting season in the Northern Hemisphere, which means it's harvest season in the Southern Hemisphere for wheat. Kim, let's talk about Southern wheat.
Well, you're looking at the harvest starting in Australia now and their northernmost points. It'll be starting in Argentina relatively soon. And of course, there's South Africa that'll be cutting wheat in the near future.
Now, there's some news coming out of those countries too. The weather may not be cooperating with them.
I'll tell you what, when it starts in one place in the world, it just tends to continue on. Areas of Argentina, you know, they planted significantly more acres this year. They came in, they top dressed to produce quality product, a good milling wheat. They're getting too much rain. And that's reducing the quality and the quantity to a certain degree. You go down to Australia, parts of Australia's had frost problems, which has reduced the quality and the quantity, and other parts of Australia's having rain. We're going to have record crops, record production around the world, but we're going to have below average quality.
Now, when it comes to quality, is there any benefit to producing that better crop that you always preach?
Well, after you get it in the bin and the millers find out what the world's going to have to supply, then you get a protein premium. You look right now at 11% protein, it's 40 cents. And this is as of October 25, 11.4 protein, 57 cents. 12 protein up to 77 cents. At 12.8, you get $1.18 a bushel. And 2%, 0.2% more at 13, you get $1.60.
That's nice. On top of the price of wheat right now.
That's correct. That's a premium.
Now talk about all of this news and what it means for the wheat that's in the ground right now.
Well, the problem we have is the wheat right now and the shortage of quality wheat is we're coming into the 17 harvest. It's important that we produce a quality product. Now, you know, there was wheat came in the 4-H and FFA wheat show, top dress. It's nitrogen on there for protein, over 15% protein. However, there was other wheat with that top dress around the state that got rained on. That protein was less, and the milling characteristics weren't as good. So you can put all those inputs in, but the weather is a big impact. But without the nitrogen there, you cannot get the quality.
Okay, thank you much, Kim. Kim Anderson, Grain Marketing Specialist here at Oklahoma State University.